So what is the giveaway that you're reading? Over the last several weeks, we've talked about how to sound much more conversational. I've given you a total of 21 different keys to help you sound much more authentic, much more natural in your delivery, in your style, with your voice, when you are, in fact, either reading words from a page or when you are ad-libbing. Yeah, those keys to conversationality. Check back our archive of the episodes on Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice. What is the giveaway then that you're actually reading? I mean, sometimes it's obvious you're reading something because it contains too much information that you couldn't possibly know or remember. Here's an example. Here's something that if you read it as written, and you'll see it in the show notes, will definitely sound as though it's being read. On Thursday, July the 7th, 2005, three bomb explosions hit London Underground trains. Now, the reason it'll sound as though it's been scripted and read is because few people would remember what day of the week it was. So clearly the information's in front of you. If you want to come across powerfully, you've got to engage a little play acting and rewrite it. If it fits with the script and your format and the context and your voice and the style and what you've been asked to do. July the 7th, 2005. I remember it was a Thursday. Yeah? Doesn't that sound a much more conversational way of scripting and reading the same facts? There's only one occasion when you should sound as if you're clearly reading something, and that's when you're quoting someone. In which case you should say exactly that. And I quote, for example. Ironically, reading something flawlessly doesn't sound impressive when you're trying to make out you're ad-libbing. It sounds cold, matter of fact. If you throw in the occasional hesitation, gentle emphasis, and change the pace of your presentation, it'll sound like you're thinking about it, as if it's something honestly important to you. And this will have more intellectual and emotional impact, which is what you want, if you want your listener to think that you are smart. Tomorrow's episode, Rehearsing Conversationality, as Get a Better Broadcast Podcast and Voice Over Voice continues. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.